As I prepare to celebrate Christmas with my family, my prayers go out to the families of the two New York police officers who were shot to death while sitting in a patrol car on Saturday. Police identified the shooter as 28-year-old Ismael Brinsley, a man who was reportedly dealing with mental illness when he allegedly shot a woman in Baltimore before driving to New York. That's when police say he approached the patrol car and opened fire, fatally wounding the officers. Brinsley then shot and killed himself, according to police. Published reports said Brinsley's social media postings, allegedly made on Instagram, contained threats against police that alluded to Eric Garner and Michael Brown, two black men killed by police in separate incidents. Those two cases, and the decisions of grand juries not to indict the officers involved, has sparked national outrage, but protests have largely been peaceful. The Garner and Brown families have denounced the actions of Brinsley or anyone else who would turn to violence in the wake of their loved ones' deaths. In fact, Emerald Garner, the daughter of Eric Garner, went a step further. She visited a street corner memorial to the slain officers and said it was important for her to do so because, and I quote, "Not all cops are bad. We've just got to salute the good ones and weed out the bad ones." I agree with Miss Garner. On either side of the thin blue line that separates police from civilian, we all have the same aspirations. Chief among those aspirations is justice. If we truly want justice for all the victims of senseless violence, we must do more than stand up for the rights of civilians shot by police. We must also stand up for the rights of police shot by civilians. Ismael Brinsley doesn't represent those who are calling for justice in the deaths of unarmed men and women killed by police. He represents himself, and he alone is responsible for his actions. Just as the policemen who killed unarmed men don't represent the majority of officers, Brinsley is not a metaphor for the protesters seeking justice. He is an individual. In fact, we're all individuals. If we could remember that more consistently, perhaps we would choose to see beyond stereotypes, to listen instead of shouting, to come together before coming apart. Perhaps in this moment, when grief has once again settled upon us, each side will stop to pray for the other, or even more miraculously, we will abandon sides altogether and work to find solutions. This Christmas, the families of those police officers deserve at least that much. Just like the families of Michael Brown and Eric Garner. This is Solomon Jones.